Good morning, Link Sotexvet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi. I'm just ringing up to inquire. I've got a cockatiel that I probably need to rehome, and she needs a health check.
Okay.
I was just wondering, how much is that?
Yes, certainly. So the consultation's $179. If it does require any medications or treatment that's found on examination, that will be additional to the consultation.
Mm-hmm. And what's the procedure? I'm just wondering how stressful it is for the bears.
No, we obviously we get you to bring the bird here. So are they in a big aviary situation or in a little cage or?
I've just got a home cage. That's the thing. I have got a little bird backpack.
Yeah. So even if, she comes in the bird backpack, that's fine. Just don't have any dangly toys or anything in there that could move in transit, because that can sometimes scare them in the travel over. Keep them nice and quiet, sometimes just placing a little towel or something over just the top part of the cage just to keep it nice and dark for them is good. We get them in here. We don't see dogs and cats in our practice, so obviously that stress is alleviated. And then you come through for your consultation. Generally it's around about a 40-minute to an hour consultation. We'll do a check up on the bird, full physical. We'll check the fecals as well. Sometimes they might need to do a special stain on the feces to make sure that their gut bacteria and stuff is okay, but that's just dependent on the case, definitely. Do you have a home that they're actually going to, or is it?
I rang up, what are they called? Parrots in Paradise. Rehome birds.
Sure. Do they require any disease testing, like chlamydia or anything like that?
She didn't say. I just thought a health check.
Definitely a health check. Sometimes some places do require what's called a chlamydia check for avian psittacosis, which is something that we can do here in the practice, but obviously there would be an additional charge for that one there if they do require it.
And how much is that one?
That one there, let me just get the exact cost. Is $120.
What is it called?
Avian psittacosis. So P-double-S.
Psittacosis.
P-S-I-double-T-I.
P-O-S-I-S?
Sorry, P-S-I-double-T-A-C-I.
A-C-I.
I-O-U-S, I think. Chlamydia psittacosis is what it is. Psittacosis. So PSITTACOSIS.
Okay.
Yeah. Until I actually spell it out, I can never spell it.
Write
it out.
And is there like a blood test? Like, does you have a needle?
It's a swab. We take a swab from the coana, so inside the mouth and around their vent, and then we can run it in-house here, and it's a test to see if they've got the avian psittacosis, which is good to get tested because obviously it can be contracted to other citizens and also people that are immune suppressed. So it is a worthwhile test doing. But just check with the parrots in purpose wherever they're going and just see if they do require that test as well.
How hard is it to get in? I'm just wondering. I'm not sure if I've booked it for today or anything, but...
Today we are booked up. Let me have a look. We do have some availabilities tomorrow if you were looking at tomorrow or Friday. Let me have a look. We do have a few afternoon appointments Friday if you're wanting to do Friday. Otherwise, it would be next week.
So it's not too long a wait. It's not like I'll be waiting a week to get in.
Not weeks, no. If there's a specific day, especially if you're wanting a weekend, we do book up very quickly on a weekend. During the week we can generally get you an appointment, depending obviously on the day and the time that you're requiring.
Right, and you said there's no blood test?
There are blood tests if you do want to do blood tests, like to check the overall health of the bird. So that liver, kidneys, things like that, we can take a blood test and send that away. You would be looking at probably around about the $250, $300 mark for that.
It's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, I'll have to check what they actually need. I just don't want to
Just a general health check, we can definitely do, which will involve fecals. Potentially, they will probably want the gram stain as well, so you'd probably be looking an extra $50 for that. But, yeah, depending that they're in good health and there's nothing found on examination that requires treatment, it should just be the consultation and potentially the gram stain.
What's a gram stain?
Gram stain is the special stain we do on their fecals just to check their gut bacteria and stuff, make sure there's no underlying organisms and stuff that shouldn't be in their gut.
Oh, okay. All right. So basically, $179
for the consult, plus or minus the gram stain, which is $50, and plus and minus the chlamydia test if that's what they do require.
Yeah, okay. It could go up for an hour. That's a long time.
Generally our consults are 40 minutes, but just depending if we're a well bird and there's no concerns, generally it's around about 40 minutes is what we book for.
No, she seems all right to me. I can't see anything wrong with her. But, thanks a lot for that. Any more questions, I might be back.
Yeah, definitely. If you do want to book in, just give us a call back and we'll get all your details and book you in.
Okay, thanks very much.
Not a problem. Thank you then.
Bye-bye. Bye now.